This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The vaccine rollout so far has been messy, and that's being kind. But according to the latest from the CDC, something like 33 million Americans have gotten at least one shot of the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. That's 33 million consumers less anxious about going grocery shopping, going out to eat, or going on vacation. That is not yet enough to make a big picture difference, but it could do quite a number on some smaller, more domestic economies. Marketplace's Matt Levin took a look at what happens when one partner gets the shots, the other one doesn't.
Thomas Liu and his fiancée Ann Lee are in the middle of their big weekly outing, a shopping run at Target. Ann rates this about a 7 out of 10 on the pandemic fun scale. Friday nights in San Francisco used to mean debates about where to get dim sum or which bar to hit. Tonight, they're debating storage baskets.
Okay, my one objection.
Okay, yeah.
That's super ugly.
What? What are you talking about? This is so cute.
They table the home decor drama for now and move on. Then Anne catches a glimpse of a swimsuit she likes, and this Target becomes a portal to another world.
That'll look good in Hawaii.
Well, that's like months from now, though.
Yeah.
Like, should I get it now? Or should I?
We have the gift card. That's why we're here.
In case you missed that, they're talking about a vacation in Hawaii. Unless you're Hawaiian, you have to fly to Hawaii, like on a plane with other people. Thomas already has a laid-back, sipping a Mai Tai on a black sand beach kind of vibe, at least compared to the other Target shoppers. Why?
Now that I'm vaccinated, and hopefully when Anne gets vaccinated, a lot more confident to go on a flight, stay in a hotel, go out to the beach.
As an internist at a Bay Area hospital, he's been caring for COVID patients for 11 straight months. So as soon as he got his second dose of the Pfizer vaccine in early January, he and Ann started searching travel sites for a June getaway. They're in their early 30s. If Hawaii happens, they may be one of the few couples not using their AARP discounts.
You're going to see lots of geezers like me on airplanes.
Eric Johnson directs the Center for the Decision Sciences at Columbia Business School. He says the vaccinated, for now mostly the over 65 crowd, will be catching up on a year of missed dinner parties, resort stays, maybe even cruises.
So I think it's going to largely be experiences and services and less things.
And all that pent-up demand businesses are counting on? Vaccine euphoria may make people more likely to spend, but pickier about what they buy.
In general, actually, good moods tend to make people, they feel better, but they're also more careful in their valuations. You'll see some splurging, but it may be more mindful of splurging.
Johnson says we'll also see some couples rethink who takes risks, who makes the pharmacy run, does the grocery shopping, or meets the delivery guy at the front door. With great immunity comes great responsibility. Just ask James McAfee, a Sacramento physical therapist who got his first shot 3 weeks ago. James is listening to his father-in-law bemoan what's missing from their Vietnamese takeout.
Every single time we go there, they take out and they leave out one thing.
James's mother-in-law, sister-in-law, and wife Sarah Bertner are gathered for their weekly lunch at her parents' patio. These get-togethers used to make James pretty uncomfortable, in a super-spreader kind of way. Although Sarah suspects her husband may have had a different motive for opting out.
I just thought it was a little bit convenient, and perhaps there's less of an excuse now to gather like this with my family.
In James's defense, more time with the in-laws was never listed as a possible side effect of the Moderna vaccine. But one syringe at a time, family gatherings like this one are becoming more frequent. That's a boost for restaurants and other local businesses. James says he's still kind of uneasy. It's unclear whether he can infect someone else or even how protected he is after just one dose.
Like, I'm not going to go out and do more shopping now that I'm vaccinated, I guess.
Will you hang out with us more?
There are going to be more uncomfortable questions like that in couples where only one partner is vaccinated. Back in San Francisco, Ann Lee has one for her fiancé, the internist. Ann's 32 and not a doctor. It's very possible she won't be vaccinated by June.
Are you going to go to Hawaii without me? That's the question.
I'm going to choose my words very carefully.
He's not going to go to Hawaii without her. But maybe a trip somewhere else with other inoculated friends?
I would hate to waste a good vaccine.
In California, about 900,000 people are fully vaccinated. Only 38 million to go. In Sacramento, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.